Hello, beautiful people. This is PrimroseCameron.com, and I am super excited, as you know, I always am, live and in living color right here on Anchor.fm. But I stopped by today to just share all the fabulous things that can occur in 2020. Now, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I am excited about being clear in my intentions. I am excited about being clear in redefining myself. And I am excited about just being me. So here's the thing, guys. It is 2020, and there are so many questions that are zooming and looming from here, there, and a little bit of everywhere of what are you going to do next? What are your New Year's resolutions? Have you created your vision board as of yet? Now, maybe you have answers, maybe you don't. I just stopped by to have a conversation about what can be happening next. And in order to make some things happen, I've watched a couple YouTube videos, and I've taken time to listen to other podcasts as well. And I look at some of the folks that maybe I don't know personally, but I know that they seem to be pretty successful as I see them, or as maybe you see them. And then I think about me. Like, what was 2019 like? And how do I want to enhance it for 2020? Now, I may not be famous and a lot of folks may not know my name, but for some odd reason, I think the best person that knows me is me. So the best person that knows you is you. So where do you want to take yourself for 2020? Now, Steve Harvey said something that I just, you know, it is zooming from here, then a little bit of everywhere about writing down your goals. And we often talk about, whether it's in our community or other podcaster or just friends that you know, that making your vision plain, you probably heard that before, making your vision plain is important. Well, how are you going to make your vision plain? Are you going to write down all of the goals that you want to achieve? Are you going to have everything on a handy dandy vision board? Is it going to be paper or digital? Like, what are you going to do to make your vision plain? So I will tell you that this morning I woke up on January 4th and, you know, I started reflecting on the last 10 years. Now, really, you know, I guess I could have done it January 1st, but I definitely fell asleep before they dropped the ball. So I decided this morning as I was getting up, I wanted to mentally be prepared. You know, there's one thing, you can be physically prepared, you can be dressed, have your bag and ready to go, but I wanted to be mentally prepared. And so I got up and the only child in me said, okay, Primrose, you need to take a couple minutes to yourself. And as I was taking a few minutes to myself, I started thinking about, where was I 10 years ago? So I was in West Volusia 10 years ago, and I was actually working, I believe, on my doctorate degree. But even with that, I was in a state of confusion, right? I was living through or pushing through obstacles and challenges just like the average person. And I definitely wasn't getting up 10 years ago to work with students in a mentoring group, or, you know, I probably was watching television, or I wasn't too much on social media then, so I either was thinking about what I wanted to get from the grocery store, or should I get up now, or just enjoy a little more rest. I probably picked up the phone and maybe called a person or two. I'm pretty sure 10 years ago I called my mother. I actually called daily, but I know on a Saturday I must have called, and I didn't really have any main plans, anything that I was going to have to fulfill at a later time. I kind of was just living on the moment. You know, sometimes when you live on the moment, you operate in prescriptions. So like if you're in school, it is prescribed, it is thought of that you will work towards graduating. That's why you started it, right? Or maybe you're in a certification program and you want to complete it, right? And so, you know, if you start something, you want to finish it. So those things are kind of already prescribed. And so I probably was in a few prescribed situation, but that does not mean that I had made my vision clear. That just means that I prescribed for some form of completion, and I was kind of going with the flow, whether the flow was flowing or not. And so, you know, I shared with the students today that I am intentional in what I currently do. And I don't know if that happened after I hit 40 or after 35, or I don't know if there's anything that is written in stone that happens at certain times in your life. I just know for me, the year 2020 is so important because it is intentional. And so that means everything I do is intentional. It is not by accident or coincidental that I want to help other people. It is not by accident or coincidental that I spend my hours volunteering and then I follow up with planning for the volunteering that I will be doing. Right? That's not accidental. You don't accidentally, you may accidentally fall into it, but you don't accidentally stay in it. Right? That's intentional. That's not by accident. It's like with any relationship or anything else that you do, you may have came across it on accident, but at some point it becomes intentional. And so for me, I intentionally do what I do because I've created a plan. So I say all that to say, have you created your plan for 2020? Is it going to be a daily work for you? You know, do you start your day in meditation? Do you start your day in a form of silence? Or do you just jump right up and are ready to go because you would have planned the night before? You know, I love looking on certain social media platforms or some of the folks messaging me their plan for the week. Now, that's good if you can plan for the entire week. Your meal plan for the entire week. Like, picture this. You have planned Monday through Sunday or Sunday through Saturday, meaning you intentionally know what you're going to eat. There are some folks that take out their clothes for their work week, right? Maybe you have a uniform, maybe not. Maybe you have a choice in what you're wearing on a day-to-day basis outside of your uniform picks, and you choose certain clothing for certain days. That's intentional. Maybe for ladies and guys alike, you already know what your next hairstyle is going to be, right? That's intentional, right? Maybe you have to go to the grocery store and you've created a list. That's intentional. Maybe the holidays have passed and the holidays are coming up again, and you know what you're going to buy, whether it's for Valentine's Day, a birthday, maybe you're planning a birthday party. All of that is intentional. So why would you not want to be intentional with the next level of your success? Why would you not want to set goals and actually work towards them so that you can finally reach where you want to go? You know, some folks plan what car they're going to buy every 4 years. Or let me not even get into the phone purchases, where as soon as a phone is advertised, you start planning towards the day that you're going to purchase it. That's intentional. So why would we not want our short-term or our long-term goals actually created so that we could work towards a positive result? Why would we not want to be intentional? So this year, the year 2020, is not only an intentional year, but it is the year of clarity. It is the year that you have the opportunity not to forget, because I'm going to be real honest. I'm a realist. Ooh, I can forgive on so many levels. It's really, really, really hard for me to forget. So I can't even say to you, yeah, just forget about that. Because I haven't learned how to master that as of yet. But I can say to you that if you remain intentionally focused, what has happened in the past won't really matter. Because this year, 2020, 2020 vision, you get it. 2020 is the year of clarity. I tell folks all the time, and I especially tell my 25-year-old son, that as a parent, I'm intentional. Now, maybe I didn't plan all that I was supposed to plan before I got there. But the minute that I became a parent, every move I made was intentional. Down to whether or not I completed college, whether or not I was going to actually apply for a certain job or career. Everything I did was intentional. And so if I could do it then, whether good or bad, because I'm not saying everything worked out for the good, but I did them with intention because I wanted to be the best parent that I could be. So maybe you're in the midst of that for 2020, being the best husband or wife that you can be, being the best parent that you can be, being the best, whatever your career choice, being the best at that. But if you can do all those things, I'm going to share with you and encourage you not to forget yourself. Be intentional. Live this 2020 year with clarity. And one of the ways to do that is to plan and make your vision plain. So here it is, guys. Take on 2020 with full force, with intention, and with clarity. So as always, this is PrimroseCameron.com. And you heard it here first, the one and only. Talk to you later now.